This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel says it's reopened a key border crossing into Gaza, but the United Nations says no aid deliveries have been allowed to get through. NPR's Lauren Frey reports from Tel Aviv.
The head of the main UN agency in Gaza says that despite Israel's announcement that it's reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, no fuel or aid is getting into Gaza at all. Israel says it's investigating reports of shots fired at vehicles carrying Palestinian workers there. It didn't say who was responsible. Last week, Israeli settlers ransacked an aid convoy heading toward another Gaza crossing, and Hamas rockets have targeted Israeli soldiers near Kerem Shalom. That's what forced Israel to close the crossing last weekend after an attack that killed four Israeli soldiers. Israeli tanks have been bombarding the area around another crossing at Rafah to the east, which the UN official says has also been, quote, disastrous for the humanitarian response. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
New rules set to be announced tomorrow are expected to put in place stricter access to asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's according to sources familiar with the matter. The new rule would require an initial asylum screening site, determine whether someone is even eligible for asylum, and move quickly to expel those who are not. The White House has not immediately commented. The superintendent of schools in Berkeley, California, testified before Congress today during a House committee hearing on anti-Semitism. Sarin Husseini from member station KQED reports it comes amid a federal probe into how the district has handled complaints of any Jewish hate.
Berkeley Unified Superintendent Anikia Ford Morthel told lawmakers anti-Semitism is not pervasive in the district. Ford Morthel says the district has investigated 9 incidents and taken action where appropriate. She also defended the district's curriculum on the subject of Israel and Palestinians.
So we definitely believe that it's important to expose our students to a diversity of ideas and perspectives. And if it was presented as a perspective, I do think it's appropriate.
The Department of Education is currently investigating complaints that Berkeley Unified failed in how they addressed cases where Jewish students were bullied or harassed following the October 7th attack. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Husseini.
Housing costs continue to climb in most U.S. cities. NPR Scott Horsley reports on the latest update from a real estate industry trade group.
The National Association of Realtors says home prices are rising throughout the United States. 93% of metro areas saw a price increase in the first quarter, including 30% where prices rose by double digits. A shortage of homes for sale is keeping prices up despite today's high mortgage rates. The average rate on a 30-year home loan is just under 7.25%. Crude oil prices continue to slide. The U.S. benchmark price is down about 10% over the last month. Retail gasoline prices held steady overnight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 172 points today. You're listening to NPR. A growing number of apps and online platforms are connecting more people to mental health care virtually, but a new report finds this boom in telehealth is also changing the work lives of therapists. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee explains some mental health apps are increasing workloads for mental health care providers.
Many of the therapists interviewed for the report were optimistic about telehealth's ability to more easily connect them with new clients and improve access to mental health care, but they also raised concerns about how some of these online platforms are changing their work-life balance. The report's author, Livia Garofalo, is with the nonprofit Data and Society. She says many providers say they're having to work longer hours with little control of their schedules.
The algorithm is making the decision. I am not making the decision on what my schedule looks like.
Providers also say some apps pay them poorly, especially ones that directly connect them with clients. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Researchers have detected what they are calling a thick atmosphere on a rocky planet twice the size of Earth that's located in a nearby solar system. They say the Super Earth exoplanet, known as 55 Cancri E, is wrapped in a blanket of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, making it one of the few planets outside our solar system believed to have a thick atmosphere. While it's covered in magma oceans and too hot for life as we know it, scientists say it is a promising sign. The research was published in the journal Nature. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today following blue chip stocks. Oil gained 61 cents a barrel to end the session at $78.99 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.